Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. We're here all week, by the way. Those other talk shows are probably taking the week off, or at least a few days off this week. We will be here. And by we, I mean me and my various co-hosts. In fact, Daryl, I believe you're going to be here on the Christmas Day show this week. So you've actually specifically requested to come on Christmas Day.
Yes.
So we will have live talk show content for you every single day this week and also all the way through New Year's as well. We do not take time off. Thanks to our great board operators at the Genesis Communications Network for being willing to come in. Honestly, I haven't even asked them if they're willing to come in yet. This year is just kind of like a yearly tradition where somebody will come in and I'll give them a bonus, give them a Christmas bonus for coming in and working. So we were here. We'll take your calls about anything. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. And wow, what a great day, Daryl. You and I just got back from a dinner meeting with some visitors, people who have come to New Hampshire just for the night. Basically, they're actually going to leave tonight. Apparently, not even staying the night.
Wait, they're not even staying the night.
No, as I understand it, they literally just drove over here this morning from Albany, New York. And we just spent the last hour and a half with them, basically, out at a local Chinese buffet here in town. And, man, these guys are jazzed up. They are excited about the Free State Project. They, of course, for those of you that don't know, the Free State Project is a movement of what will hopefully end up being 20,000 liberty-minded people who are all going to move to New Hampshire, as you and I have done, Daryl, as over 1,000 people have already done. There are 1,500 people who are here in New Hampshire now as part of the Free State Project. Over 15,000 are pledged to move. So these two are two of those 15,000 who have yet to actually move.
And the one guy said he's already gotten three other people in Albany to sign the pledge.
Very exciting. I mean, these guys are jazzed up. They are excited. They're sick of New York. I mean, we're talking about natives of New York here. They're sick and tired of living there. They could immediately see the differences between New Hampshire and New York. Just it's cleaner. The people are nicer here. I mean, they haven't been here for very long at all, but they've already kind of felt what the difference is, and they're very excited. So I love it when this happens. I love it when people come to New Hampshire to check the place out. I moved here without even coming and checking it out. I can only imagine how exciting it would have been had I actually come here and met some of the activists who are here before moving. I probably wouldn't have been able to contain myself. But, yeah, it's great to be around other people who actually love freedom and it's a growing number of them who love freedom. People are coming in from all over the place. You owe it to yourself if you also love freedom to check out the Free State Project. That's the reason why we're here. It's the reason why Free Talk Live is what it is today, is because of the great liberty people that we have up here. So anyway, that was on my mind because that was what we just spent the last hour and a half doing, and it's fun, you know. Come on up. In fact, what happened, Daryl, was he had posted in the, I think it was just the general Free State Project Facebook group, saying that him and his friend, both business owners, wanted to come and check out New Hampshire and was wondering if anything was going on. And like a couple of the responses from some people were like, no, nothing scheduled. And so my response was, if you come to Keene, we'll make something for you. And we did. You know, we put together our usual gathering at the Keene buffet and had what? At least eight people.
We filled up a table,
a big long
and then
table.
Had a couple people sitting at another table that was behind it.
Yeah, so we had at least eight people come out, plus the two guys that were visiting from New York.
Then we had a couple late arrivers, so I think we actually had 10 people show up.
And that was with a day's worth of notice.
Yeah,
and
less than a day.
One of the neat things that he was saying, because it's always interesting to, when somebody comes to visit, to kind of find out, well, how'd you find out about the Free State Project? What have you been keyed in on as far as what's been going on here? And he brought up a video that was posted, must be two or three years ago now at this point, when one of our, who is no longer a new mover, but was a new mover at the time, Cecilia, was getting pulled over here in the neighborhood of where the LRN.FM studios are. And a call went out to Pork 411, which is a messaging system that we have where you can leave a voicemail and it gets shot out via email to hundreds of recipients statewide. And a voicemail came through, and so she said she was getting pulled over, and literally like 5 to 8 people just converged on her location within moments. The cops hadn't even processed her license yet, I don't think, by the point where we showed up. And this guy saw this video. The guy visiting from New York had seen this video and was just so amazed at how people were, number one, actually coming out and standing up for their neighbor, because that just doesn't happen anywhere. And number two, you know, being willing to hold video cameras near the police, to talk to the police, to ask questions of the police. I mean, he was just bewildered, because as he said, if we tried
that, people were allowed to film the police.
He said if we'd tried any of that stuff in New York, we'd probably have gotten killed.
Yeah.
So it's a totally different vibe up here. It's a totally different scenario than what you're probably dealing with where you live. Anyway, there's so many reasons to come to New Hampshire. It's not just Keene. There's a lot going on all across New Hampshire, and you really should check out freestateproject.org, because all around the country you get stories like this one, a story from popularresistance.org. It happened in Quebec. We watched it play out in Orlando, and now the town of Miami Shores, Florida. A retired architect named Hermine Ricketts and her husband Tom are fighting city officials who say they can't grow vegetables in their own front yard. You know, in fact, speaking of things you can't do in various ridiculous things that you can't do, speaking of New York, I know Chris Cantwell posted recently a video on his blog. It wasn't Chris's video, it was somebody else. But somebody in New York was stopped by the police from washing their own car in their front lawn. The neighbors actually, one neighbor in particular, called the police on two guys who were going to wash a car. They'd like gotten the hose out and they'd bucket and everything. They're kind of getting ready. The cop actually showed up before they had begun the process of washing the car, so the cop couldn't write the ticket, but the cop did threaten them and let them know that he was going to be watching, and if they did wash the car, that they would be ticketed.
For what reason?
It's illegal to wash or detail a car in your front lawn. You have to go to a business location to do things like that, apparently.
What if they were in their driveway?
They were in their driveway. I'm sorry, if I didn't make it clear.
You said front lawn.
I apologize. I meant in the driveway.
I thought you meant they were had the car parked on the grass.
No, it was actually on gravel, but who cares, right? I mean, here in New Hampshire, in Keene, I guess it's not technically legal to park on the grass, but people do it all the time.
Right.
In this whatever town it was in New York, I don't know which town it was, but it was definitely a New York cop. And I don't know if he was NYPD. It definitely looked like a suburban area. I'm not real sure which jurisdiction, but it sounded like it was a town ordinance. So I don't know if all of New York has to deal with this ridiculous rule, but it just gives you a kind of a taste of how insane it can be, some of these town ordinances. Now, by all means, New Hampshire isn't perfect, but there's a lot of work that needs to be done. But we can accomplish things here because we have a growing movement of liberty-minded people. Poor Hermione. Maybe it's Hermione. H-E-R-M-I-N-E. I know that that's the name of the character from the Harry Potter books. So I think it's spelled differently.
The Harry Potter character has an O after the I.
Maybe it's Hermione.
So it's Hermione.
Hermine? H-E-R-M-I-N-E. Hermine?
I don't know.
Give me your best guess, Daryl. What do you think?
Hermione?
Nah, I don't think so.
Hermione?
Mine? I want to go with
Hermine.
Hermione. Okay, Hermione. That sounds right. Hermione, Ms. Ricketts, says she gardens for the food and for the peace that it brings her. As she explained to NPR in a radio segment that aired Monday, Ricketts planted her vegetables in the front yard because it faces south. That's where the sun is, she says. But now, even though she gardens for the food and for the peace that it brings her, city officials told her she has to uproot the veggies and remove the garden. There are lots of things planted in Ricketts' front yard, according to All Things Considered's report. A pomegranate tree, blueberry bush, papaya, strawberries, pineapples, flowers, and green plants. It sounds wonderful to me.
I don't hear anything horrible that she is doing.
Well, what's horrible is she's violated town ordinance. Daryl, we have these ordinances in place to protect us from ourselves. I mean, gosh, we just can't be having people planting
blueberries.
Bushes. 855 450 free. What sort of ridiculous city ordinances have you had to deal with where you live? It's Free Talk Live.
I'm David Hall, founder of the Diamond Gusset Jean Company. And this year, I'm thankful for the brush fires of liberty that are spreading across this great nation. We invite you to avoid the holiday rush and enjoy some great discounts at DiamondLiberty.com. Our 100% all-American made, authentic jeans offer the highest standards of quality, comfort, and style. With our trademark gusset, I promise you will enjoy an experience and comfort that no other pair of jeans offers. Diamond Gusset is proud to sponsor Liberty Media Outlets, and your support enables us to continue doing so. So stay home, give thanks, enjoy time with family, and shop with us online at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here toll free on this live Christmas Eve Eve edition of Free Talk Live. Can you do that?
Is that you can do whatever legal? You want. You can
you're the
call,
editor. You're the book editor.
You could call January 2nd, Christmas Eve, 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 and just add 300 and some odd Eves to it. It sounds really bad.
Anyway, my point is we're live here, unlike a lot of talk shows. You can call in, bring up anything you want. You can also join us on Skype. I forgot to mention that in the last segment. You can Skype into the show, username lrn.fm.
Host, you do need to send a contact request first.
That's correct. It will be accepted, as we have accepted the contact request from one Jeffrey Tucker, who will be joining us on the air later next week.
Jeffrey Bowtie Tucker?
That's the one.
Yeah, I love that guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's going to be coming on Free Talk Live next week. And I never like to pre-announce guests in advance because it seems like there's a problem where it will jinx them and they won't, for whatever reason, something will happen and they won't make it on. So I'm not telling you which day, but at some point next week, Jeffrey Tucker is supposed to be coming on the show. So anyway, you can connect with us on Skype. Also, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. CryptoKit.com brings you Free Talk Live. It is the easiest and quickest Bitcoin wallet to set up. No more do you have to deal with going online to get an online wallet from some website. No more do you have to deal with, you know, the fear of being concerned with, you know, whatever online company crashing and burning and or just stealing your bitcoins. We had this one guy who had money, a friend of ours here in town had some money in one of those altcoins on one of the online exchanges, and well, what do you know? They basically stole some money from their clients. So you never know what's going to happen. If you don't control your Bitcoin wallet, you don't know what could happen to it. Now, CryptoKit's Bitcoin wallet is client-side, meaning it all happens on your computer. It's not happening on their server. But what makes CryptoKit so easy is it's right there in your Chrome browser. It's an extension of your browser. So all you have to do is open CryptoKit for the first time. You move your mouse around the window and generate a random Bitcoin address, fund your wallet from any source, and then start making Bitcoin transactions on the fly right from within your browser. In addition, CryptoKit also, hence the name CryptoKit, has PGP tools built right into this browser extension. And for me, it's a huge help to use CryptoKit with PGP, because PGP for me has always been such a hassle. CryptoKit makes it very easy. So go to CryptoKit.com. You can also search for it on the Google Chrome store. It is spelled K-R-Y-P-T-O, Kit, CryptoKit.com. And, of course, it's free. So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We're talking about a couple that is, it's not the Orlando couple. We had reported earlier this year on a couple in the Orlando area. I don't know if it was Kissimmee or wherever, but anyway, they were being targeted for having a vegetable garden in their front yard. And I think a lot of people look at stories like that, and while it's shocking on its face, they can still say things like, oh, that's just crazy old Florida or crazy old wherever, and that's not going to happen here. But then the more you pay attention, the more you see that these insane city ordinance, city zoning kind of stories, they exist everywhere. There have been old ladies, and this lady is not young, she's retired. There have been old ladies who have been taken down by the police for having their grass growing too high in their front yard.
Yeah.
And not just in Florida either, although this story happens to have also happened in
Florida. I remember a story from a couple of years ago to where some guy went to court to challenge the definition of front lawn because he had something on the side of his house. Mm. And it was against the ordinance in whatever location it was to have whatever was on the side of his house in the front lawn.
And they were saying it was the front lawn. He was saying
arguing, no, this is on the side of my house. Yeah. And it ultimately went to a judge, and the judge ruled that if it can be seen from the street and it is not behind the house, it is the front lawn.
Wow, that's insane.
Yeah.
So you can tell us if there's a similar ridiculous story where you live. There surely are. You're welcome to chime in here at 855-450-FREE. So she's growing papaya, strawberries, pineapples, flowers, green plants, pomegranate tree, and a blueberry bush in her yard in Miami. Was it Miami Shores. Her Hermony Ricketts and her husband are currently fighting city officials who say they can't be growing those things. Noticeably absent, according to the NPR report, is anything considered by Miami Shores to be a vegetable. That's because earlier this year, after tending her garden for 17 years with nothing from the neighbors but compliments, Ricketts was ordered to dig up her veggies. She says she was surprised several months ago when a zoning inspector stopped by. He told me I was not allowed to have vegetables in the front yard. But apparently fruits are okay?
Yeah, that seems rather odd.
Though Hermione and Tom, her husband, fought the order all the way to the town zoning board, the board chairman refused the appeal, and Ricketts ultimately complied by removing the offending plants in her front yard.
Does it say what the offending plants were?
Nope, I don't have that information. They were supposedly vegetables. That's all I got. The battle, however, was not over, as the couple tapped the national advocacy group Institute for Justice, who agreed to take on the case. And that's a very liberty-oriented group,
yes,
from what I understand, by the way. And Ari Bargill, a lawyer now representing Ricketts as she contests the city rules, told NPR the ban against front yard vegetable gardening is an affront to other guaranteed property rights. As he explained to NPR, Miami Shores must have a very good reason to restrict what individuals can do in their own yard, and that is not the case with a ban on vegetables. You can plant fruit, you can have flowers, you can adorn your property with pink flamingos, said Bargill, but you cannot have vegetables. That is almost the definition of irrationality.
Hold on. So what if I go down to Miami Shores and put a pink flamingo in my front yard, cut a hole in the top of the pink flamingo, fill it with dirt, and then plant a tomato bush?
Are you arguing that it would no longer be in the front yard and it would instead be in the flamingo?
Well, if I'm allowed to have a pink flamingo, then it's not in the yard, it's in the flamingo.
You'd have to consult your local regulation officials on that one. I'm sure they would tell you no. Generally, when you ask the government for permission,
I'm not saying, you know, if I ask them, would it be okay? I'm asking based on, you know, what IJ is arguing. You can have a pink flamingo, but the ordinance doesn't allow you to have a vegetable in the yard. What if you plant vegetables in the flamingos?
A lot of these local ordinances are very, very detailed on what is and what is not allowed. Like, different types of pavers are allowed, but others are not allowed. And, you know, certain plants are very specifically listed plants are allowed, but others are disallowed. And it gets insane down there. As the Miami Herald previously reported, the suit filed by the couple against the city is not about financial gain. They're suing for $1. They're not seeking money. They just want to be able to restore their vegetable garden in their front yard. Now, what it is that this would cost had the IJ not stepped forward to take this case, I don't know. But it's certainly not cheap to hire an attorney, especially one who knows what he's doing in these areas. And so I'm sure it's, you know, the bill would be in the thousands just to take on the city, just to get them to change one thing about their town ordinance. You can share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. I highly doubt there's anyone in the listening audience who would actually side with the city, but if you're out there, we sure would love to hear from you. Your call will get priority. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket, a family-owned American business? We now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com, or call 800-593-6273.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything that you want and do it toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
Daryl's here courtesy of his website, which is fpp.cc. You can go there to get all sorts of things Daryl-related, like books that Daryl has written, also other books that you published that you have not written,
yes.
Some very classic texts, as well as some new stuff as well,
yes.
Like Voluntary Islam by Dobby Barker. And in addition to that, you do a newspaper, the FPP News. There's also the Freedom Minute, which is a weekly podcast. Your other weekly podcast, which is Peace, Love, Liberty Radio. Plus, you do something for the folks at Cop Block.
Yes.
The Police Accountability Podcast. And I'm sure I probably missed something.
I think you actually covered it.
That's pretty good. FPP.cc, and it's mostly free except for buying books, which
yes.
You do accept Bitcoin for.
I do, yes.
FPP.cc, go get more of Daryl there as we go to the phones and to the fun. Tom's on the line in Detroit listening to LRN.FM. And if you've, by the way, got any insane ordinances that you've had to deal with where you live, feel free to call in. You can bring that up, or you can bring up anything you want. But, Tom, go ahead.
Well, hey, Ian, first thing I want to say is... Congratulations. I watched the administrative hearing that you had on July 26th, the entire 2 hours.
Was that the DMV one?
Yep.
Okay.
And I've been a follower of Mark Stevens and have attempted to apply his, philosophies and tactics in court and, been shut down pretty quickly. But it was very interesting to watch, at least as long as Mark got away with asking those questions. And I was very impressed about how you picked up the ball and kept carrying it. So kudos
Thanks.
On that. And I'd like to know.
Ultimately, I lost the case.
Okay.
Yes. So what you're referring to is, see if I can recount this appropriately. Daryl, you're actually probably about to go through this very same process.
Yes.
But so let me start from the beginning for our listeners who haven't been following this case over at freekeen.com, is where I blogged about it in detail. But we were pulled over several months ago, the beginning of probably in like
February.
March.
Was actually on my birthday
February. Okay. We were going to the State House to do some testifying in front of whatever panel of bureaucrats.
And the Election Law Committee.
Yeah, and we got pulled over on the way out there. I was driving the cruiser, former police cruiser. We were pulled over. I had at the time a plate on the back of the car that was a Shire plate. It's a private plate that I had manufactured. It's got my phone number on it. And so, you know, I figure that's a good number. If you're going to have a number on your car, it would make sense for it to be your phone number.
Certainly.
Somebody could call you if they didn't like your driving. And plus it's a unique identifying number as well. And so I was ordered to remove that plate from the back of the car and put it on the front of the car because of some BS ordinance, which I went ahead and complied with because I didn't really feel like getting arrested at that moment in time. I wasn't willing to push that all the way. But I did end up getting a ticket for not having a New Hampshire driver's license. You know, their claim is if you're a resident that you have...
Well, they were claiming that you were a resident,
right.
Not an inhabitant.
Right. Their claim is as a resident, you have to do certain things like get a driver's license and register a car in New Hampshire. And my claim was, no, I'm not a resident, that there are two legally distinct terms in New Hampshire. There's resident and then there's inhabitant. And the inhabitant does not have the same constrictions upon it that that a resident does. Like residents have to do all these things. Inhabitants don't. And basically, otherwise, the definitions of the two words are very, very similar when you look them up in New Hampshire statutes. And so, ultimately, that was my argument. By the way, I'd just like to point this out for anybody who's considering making a move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. I was here for 6 years before they finally came after me for this. So some people will say, well, I don't know if I should I register my car in New Hampshire? And I advocate no, don't. If you've got a good car registration where you are and it's not outrageously expensive, like mine wasn't, you know, in Florida, it wasn't very expensive there, but it is pretty expensive in New Hampshire. Keep it where it is. If you're not a publicly visible activist like I am, then you're probably going to get away with it for a lot longer than 6 years. So, I mean, just consider how visible I am and how much the state people want to get me.
Yeah.
And think that I went for 6 years. So you're going to be...
I only made it a year and a half.
But you're also visible, and
yes.
Once they've tried one thing and they know it works... That's why they're going after you. They went after
I also have 40-some-odd bumper stickers on the back of my car, which makes me very easy to pick out.
Right. So so they went after me for this charge of not having a license, but ultimately dropped the charge before trial. Then the prosecutor told me while she was dropping the charge, she told me the reason she was going to drop it was because she knew she'd have an easier case in the administrative tribunal that you were talking about watching, Tom. So she knew she didn't have enough evidence to prove that I was a resident in front of a criminal court. So she went in front of an administrative tribunal, which we went to and recorded the whole thing and put it up on Free Keen, which is what you were talking about watching, where I made the argument that, no, in point of fact, I'm not a resident because, you know, you have to consent into being a resident. I don't consent. I'm an inhabitant, and that's, you know, the way I'd prefer to stay. Ultimately, it was about a 2 or 3 hour long hearing, and they ruled against me. The bureaucrat decided that I was a resident and that I will be liable for getting a New Hampshire driver's license, and if I do not get a New Hampshire driver's license, that they would suspend my driving privileges come November 5th. So I ended up having to bow down to the man and get the New Hampshire driver's license, unfortunately, because I like to be able to drive myself around, even though, Daryl, you would have been willing to drive me places. And there are other people in the area who, you know, offer private driving services. I prefer still to drive myself around. So I did, under duress, go ahead and get their permission slip, unfortunately.
Yep. Well, here, I've got one for you. I'm battling a ticket. I told you guys about that just a few weeks back. I went in on the 12th, speeding ticket, given a speeding ticket going down I-94 here. The construction had been completely finished. It was supposed to be over on October 1st, which it was. All the barrels were completely off the road. The road was glass smooth. I drive like an old lady normally, and I was coming home from work at 1 o'clock in the morning, and I was doing all of 75 in a 70. And of course, the extorter had to pull me over and give me a ticket because I was traveling at a high rate of speed. So he tried to give me a deal, though. He tells me at the side of my car, you know, you've got a great driving record, so I'm going to cut you a deal, and I'm only going to make this an impeded driving, so it's only $160.
Only? So you were doing five over.
Yeah. So, but he claimed it was still a construction zone, and I was doing 75 and a 60.
Oh.
So he was cutting me a deal. So I went to my hearing the other day, and I have never seen so many people. I've been in that court before. I had a ticket tossed where I told you guys about that. It was about almost 2 years ago now, where I was arrested by mail, as I like to call it. I was sent a ticket by an officer that I assaulted an officer because I wouldn't speak to him the night before. So I got through that because I after three visits making the prosecutors look like fools, I finally had some law books with me and pointed out that all documents need to be signed, fully signed with full name. And it wasn't. And the judge
agreed. Wait, the ticket? You're saying the ticket wasn't signed by the officer?
That's correct.
Hold on. Well, I think I misheard something. Did you say that they charged you with assaulting an officer because you did not speak to him?
Yep. And I actually had one of my friends that you guys know very well. I won't say his name. I had a little altercation with some teenagers in this one store, and I just walked out, went into a store next door. It was an ice cream shop. And a little bit later, the cops come, and they came in and they wanted to speak to me. And like a fool, I gave them my driver's license to identify myself, ooh, which I did not. I know, didn't need to do it. But the first thing I did was picked up my phone and I called my friend. And they were having a fit, put the phone down. I said, nope. I said, I want somebody to hear this. And, of course, they said it was all recorded. And, of course, when I went to get the recording, it wasn't available. But and my friend told me to ask them if I was being detained. They said yes. And then my friend said, you asked them, what is your articulated reason for detaining me? And as soon as I asked them that, they asked me if there was a lawyer on the phone. I said yes. And they said, this conversation's over. And the next day I get a ticket in the mail. 2 days later I get a ticket in the mail of an assault charge.
All right, so you want to tell us the rest of your court story. Hang on, Tom. We'll come back here in a moment. 855, 450-FREE, going up against the speeding ticket in this case. And it's, I lost my case, but I made them work for it. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income16.com now. That's income16.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income16.com. That's income16.com.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here. If you want, toll-free numbers, 855-450-FREE. 453, that's 855-450-3733. Whether it's some petty speeding ticket or an even more petty attack against an elderly couple for growing vegetables in their front lawn, there's no depths that the government agents will not sink to attempt to ruin your life or to at least make it a little bit more miserable. That's what we're focusing on at this moment, but we do have other news coming up, including international news with an update from the girls from Pussy Riot who have been released from prison. We told you that last week, but now they're speaking out. Of course, my question last week was, what will they do now that they're out of prison? So we'll find out a little
bit about
that.
Move to New Hampshire.
Oh, that would be awesome. But we'll find out a little bit about that. Yeah, maybe we can get Yuri to recruit them.
Nice.
That would be cool. We actually have a guy.
I don't know. He actually said that it's very difficult for single Russian women to get exit visas.
Really?
Because he's been trying to get his girlfriend to be able to visit.
Oh, man.
For about a year.
Yeah, but what if they were to marry an American so-called citizen?
They would have to have all of those documents taken care of before they were allowed
to leave.
Wow.
So we'll give you an update on the girls from Pussy Riot here in a moment. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. Also, I want to invite you to check out the School Sucks Project. It's a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Go to SchoolSucksProject.com. You can make your user account there for free. Follow their show on Twitter. They've got YouTube as well. SchoolSucksProject.com. And, of course, MP3 archives are the primary way to consume their show. And it is free. Again, SchoolSucksProject.com. We go back to Tom listening in Michigan. Tom, you were telling us about your recent speeding ticket, which the cop tried to tell you you were going to get a deal of only $160 because he thinks you're a good guy.
Right. Well, anyway, I went to my, and it was impeded driving, so they dropped it down to more or less like an administrative hearing in front of a magistrate. Mm-hmm. And I've been through that before. Well, here in Michigan, they don't record anything. So there's no record of you showing up. There's no record of what the tyrant is saying. There's no record of what you're saying. And I've never in my life seen the courtrooms in that city so packed with people that were just being there extorted under this magistrate. And
now, hold on, just to clarify, was this a traffic court or was this...
Yes.
So everyone there had some sort of traffic infraction. There weren't any marijuana or drinking cases or anything like that.
Well, see, they didn't even have me in there very long. I was the last one to sign up at the window. I specifically sat and I just waited. I wanted to see how many people were coming in, and I wasn't going to stand that long line. And then it got to the point where I got there 7:45. By 9:15, people were already starting to come out of the courtrooms to get in line to pay their extortion fees. So I figured I'd get in line. So I get in line.
What's the just want to understand, because each state has a different, somewhat different setup. Like, for instance, here in New Hampshire, there's no traffic court. It's just handled by the criminal court system. So let me see if I'm understanding this, because most of the time in New Hampshire, if you get a traffic ticket, they usually just try to encourage you to just pay it and mail it in. Now, are all of these people, does everybody have to go to court if they get a traffic citation in Michigan?
No. And this was, again, they reduced it all the way, you know, down to a impeded driving. So it's not even a misdemeanor. It's not enforceable. Like, if I didn't pay the fine, they couldn't actually put me in jail for not paying the fine. But
why were all these people at court? Were they all trying to negotiate a better deal? What was the purpose of that?
That's a good question, because, again, she pulled me because of the fact that I wouldn't make a plea at the window. Like I said, the lady asked me for a plea, I said, I'm not giving you a plea. First off, I'm not going to enter a plea at all, and I certainly am not going to enter one to you. And she was kind of flabbergasted. So she put courtroom four on there, and the next thing I know, I get to courtroom four. They're literally pouring out. You couldn't even get in.
Wow.
So now, mind you, all these people are in there already. I waited till the very end to sign up, so I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, it's going to be an all-day thing. I kind of worked my way through. I asked, excuse me, I wanted to get in there and kind of study and be prepared. And right away, my name gets called. And I'm thinking, well, that's odd. And I go up there, and she right away starts shooting me down. I ask the officer a question? No. I says, which jurisdiction am I under? She says, traffic court. I says, that's not a jurisdiction. I says, am I under common law jurisdiction or admiralty or, and she just wouldn't have any of it. She says, are you going to enter a plea? I says, no, I cannot enter a plea. I don't understand what's going on. She says, fine, then I'll enter a plea. You're entering a plea of not guilty, and I find you responsible. Case closed. You're paying $160.
Are you kidding me?
I swear. I stood there, and I said, excuse me. And I had this old bailiff. He had to be in his 80s. Not one more word. And she says, you can appeal it. And I said, I will appeal it. He threatened to arrest me because I said that. And so I stormed out. And
Hold on. So what you're saying is the trial, in quotes, happened in the moment after you were supposed to put a plea in, and she put a plea in for you. She put a plea in for you and then found you responsible. That was the trial?
Immediately, yep. That was it. And there's no recording, because I asked, is there a recording being made of this? No. So she can do anything she wants.
So the appeal, now, what's that cost?
Oh, well, it was $160.
So you have to pay the fine first and then pay more on top for an appeal?
No, I had to pay. The fine of $160 was considered the appeal bond.
Ah, okay.
I gave her that, and I've got my – and now the beauty is, as I told you, the judge that threw the case out because there were no signatures and full names, he's the head judge in that court. Well, thank goodness – the appeal now is in front of another judge. I am like you, Ian. I do this, I don't want to say a hobby because it's a pretty crappy hobby. But
I know. That's what it's become for me, though. I mean, I know it so well now.
When you drag me into something like this, I'm going to fight. So my goal here is really to push this all the way to a jury trial.
And can you get a jury trial on a traffic ticket in Michigan?
It will be if it's a misdemeanor, yes.
Is it a misdemeanor, though? It's not, right?
It will be. They will up it now. She's already warned me. Because I turned down.
How can they up it after you've been found guilty?
They can do whatever they want.
They can do whatever they want. It's just so mind-bogglingly stupid and nonsensical and hard to understand.
But you asked about getting a jury trial for traffic ticket. You can do that in South Carolina.
That's cool.
And there's no additional fee for going to trial.
I think one of the best changes that should be made to the system here in New Hampshire, because of the Free State Project, maybe we'd have a chance of doing this in the future, is to make it so that every criminal charge can receive a jury trial. Everything. Make it so anything at all can receive a jury trial. And then I think not taking a plea will have a real effect on how many people they charge.
Right. Well, so that's actually not what I called in for. I had an issue today at the DMV. My birthday's in January, and I have three vehicles. I have an older, a 1990 van that I plate and then transfer the plates to save quite a bit of money. And it always sets the DMV folks off like I'm stealing it from their pocket. They are claiming that I'm stealing money from the state because I'm trying to save some money rather than paying the exorbitant fees to plate the new vehicles. So that is kind of what started it this evening. And then I went, and my driver's license needs to be renewed. And I'm going to do that because, again, you kind of more or less have to. And
yeah, they got you over a barrel.
Mine expires when I'm 65, so.
Yeah, but they're trying to go after you in New Hampshire now. They're trying to force you to get the New Hampshire license.
Well, which I can't get because of a warrant in South Carolina.
So, Tom, wrap up your thoughts here real quick.
Okay, here comes the beauty because the police are involved. Let me get to this. I wanted to sign. I signed in the box. They hand you a little cardboard piece, 5x7, that's got a little box on it that's going to be what it says on your driver's license. So you're signing a blank contract. So I first put in there, without prejudice, UCC1-308, and they about went ballistic. They told me I can't do it. I asked them to explain to me why, to show me some kind of facts. The manager came out. She says, it's secret. She tells me, I'm kidding you. I'm not kidding you. She tells me that the law that is, she can't show it to me. It's secret. So I called the police because I wanted a record being made. So the police come in, and they actually go talk to her, and she tells them the same thing. So the one cop has got to be maybe 18. I'm not kidding. It looked like a little kid. And the other one was in his 50s, my age. And I looked at the young kid because he's getting all kind of cocky, and I'm just being nice to him. I said, he says, what do you expect me to do? And I said, you know what? I don't expect you to do anything, but don't you think this sounds kind of fishy when they're telling you that a law is...
It definitely does. I tried to sign my license under duress, and
Not under duress.
They wouldn't accept it. No, she said she got it. She said she understood where I was coming from, but she just couldn't let me sign it.
But at first she said, you're not under duress. Well, you're Ian Freeman.
Hey, Tom, thanks for the story. Appreciate your call tonight. We need to get more people like Tom up here in New Hampshire. Hour number two is on the way. Free Talk Live.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor? Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators End of Year Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, $1.39. Plus bamboo, hand scrape. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.